every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
It's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be looking back on the successes of the European-funded Convergence programme. But first, here's the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Two historic buildings at the heart of Cornwall's industrial mining heritage to be given a new lease of life following a council bid for more than £1.1 million in European funding. The Count House and Carpenter's Shop complexes at King Edward Mine near Camborne are to be refurbished to create 9 workspace units, which will then be marketed to businesses within the creative industry sector. Southwest building supplies company Tamer Trading is creating 10 new jobs in Bodmin. The company is opening a branch on the Cooksland Industrial Estate, investing close to £1 million in the development of the new store, which is expected to open in early 2014. A new energy-efficient mine water treatment plant has been developed in Cornwall, promising a 50% reduction in electricity costs of treating mine water. The plant has been built and tested at an abandoned tin mine in Cornwall by the Camborne School of Mines and Minas Engineering. As well as lower operational costs, the new system also offers lower initial capital costs. And following this week's announcement by the government that it is to introduce a new law to allow the filming of council meetings, Cornwall Council leader John Pollard says the authority is ahead of the game in Cornwall, having already approved a new broadcasting code which allows both members of the public and the media to film, record, blog or tweet from any meeting which is open to the public without any prior notice.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So we've been looking at the past Convergence campaign and looking at all the successes, and there's a great film looking at some of the sites which have benefited from Convergence. Now we've got Chris Pomfret from the LEP with us now. Chris, what's your thoughts after seeing that presentation on Convergence over the past years?
As a relative newcomer to this whole programme, my observation is I think the money's been pretty well spent. And as the Cornish economy has grown faster in the last 10 years than anywhere other than inner London and northeast Scotland, I think that's evidence to say it's been well spent. And I think a lot of the benefit hasn't yet been seen. The higher education area, graduates are only just about to come out of that. One of the innovation centres is still in its first year, and the second one is only just a little bit over a year. So I think there's a huge benefit to flow from that.
And what sort of things do you envisage will be those benefits coming up?
There are only two things that matter from the perspective of what we're expected to do, and that's jobs, higher value jobs, and growth in GVA. The issue with the Cornish economy is one of low wages, low productivity, and low skills. And that's what we've got to address when we look forward.
Okay, so the LEP has now given its word on the sort of areas we hope to see the next round of funding spent on. How is that programme going to go now?
I'm not going to go into the detail of all the bits and pieces, but we've identified some areas where Cornwall has a real competitive advantage and real reasons why it should be able to grow in that area. Renewable energy would be one, telehealth, e-health could be another. But more importantly, I think behind that is we've got to use the money we've been given to help really ensure that we don't have a skills deficit, to really ensure that our businesses have the wherewithal and the ability to look wider than Cornwall, to look at the global market and see growth through that, to ensure the infrastructure, so things like Superfast, but equally some of the other more simple infrastructures, are good enough. And then most particularly, it's about innovation, because if you want to grow, the only sure way of growing is innovation. And if you don't want to die, the only sure way of ensuring you don't die is innovation. Now, we're very lucky to have a very important higher education sector here and a further education sector. And we'll be trying to build the links between that and the SME community to ensure that they get new products, new processes that help them grow.
So that's Chris Pomfret talking from the LEP. We've now got Sir Julian German, Cornwall Council's Cabinet Member for Economy and Culture here. So looking at the Convergence campaign, some people are going to be saying, are we seeing the benefits and the successes that we hoped for?
Well, I think we've seen some successes and benefits, but some of the investments were always long-term strategic ones, and some of those will take longer to show an impact on Cornwall's economy. The benefits have gone to hundreds of businesses, many micro-businesses and larger, and also to individuals through the European Skills Funding. So there's been an impact across the whole of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly through the funding. Projects from St Mary's, Lanson, all over Cornwall.
And we've been hearing a little bit about the future as well. What are your thoughts for the future?
Well, we need to make sure that that impact is felt by all people in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, that we do improve the quality of life, our earnings. But it's not just about the earnings. It's very important that we do this within the Cornwall cultural context and protecting our fantastic environment. So how can we grow our economy in that context? It's not necessarily about big new factories. It's about looking to utilise our communications. So the investment of superfast broadband is looking to utilise our skills. We're here at Heartlands today, Camborne School of Mines having 100% jobs for their mining engineering graduates. So looking at where we've got a good track record and building on that.
Thank you very much, Julian German.
7 days.
And now let's look ahead to the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Businesses in East Cornwall are being invited to a seminar to hear the results of a recent survey undertaken by PFA Research on behalf of the East Cornwall Local Action Group. The survey into the needs and aspirations of micro-businesses received responses from nearly 300 businesses. The headline results will be revealed at two seminars focused on micro-business in East Cornwall. The first on Tuesday, November the 5th, at Trevorn Leisure Park in Launceston, and the second on November the 7th at the Ellett House Hotel in Liskard. Also on the Tuesday, if you're in the St Ives area, then pop along to the Guild Hall for the inaugural St Ives Business to Business Fair, which is being run by the local Chamber of Commerce. And we're building up to the Cornwall Film Festival, which takes place between November the 8th and 10th at the Lighthouse Cinema in Newquay. Only a week ago, there was a mini film festival held in Redruth. Stephanie Oswald is one of the organisers and says getting into making movies isn't as hard as people may think.
So a lot of people will start making their own films on a phone, and then maybe they'll start working as a runner on a film which is not paid or paid very little. But as you get to know people, you will get more jobs and you just get into the industry, and it's not that difficult. It's all about networking and getting to know the right people. But it's just such an exciting kind of world that generally once you get into it, you're just really hooked.
And that's all from 7 Days podcast for this week. There'll be more in 7 days' time. Look out for more information and more news on Business Cornwall's website, www.businesscornwall.co.uk.
7 days with Business Cornwall.